This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for Great Mate Debate. A couple is going to come in and we're going to take their problems and wash them all away. Mm-hmm. Absolve them of their sins. What's going on?
I don't know if we can do that.
We're going to try. We're going to give it our best shot.
Today we have Adam and Shelby. They're debating whether or not it's time to start their family.
Okay.
I believe Shelby won the toss. So Shelby, you get to go first.
Yay.
What's happening?
So Adam, my darling Adam and I, we have been married for 4 years.
Ooh.
And my sister, Sarah, she has a five-year-old and a newborn. And we just, so Sarah and I just grew up with our cousins. And we always talked about how our kids would grow up together as cousins. And I know that Sarah's done having kids, so I feel like we're on the clock to get a move on and get started with building this family so that we can have our kids grow up together. And and Adam and I, you know, even before we got married, we said we wanted kids, but he's not ready, apparently. He thinks that it's not fair that Sarah's dictating our timeline, and because he wants to save money, and I get it.
We'll get his side here in a minute, but your feeling is he just wants to have the huge nest egg ready before you even go down the road.
Right, and it's not that I don't get that. I really do, but the reality is the reality. Like, I can't make my sister's kids stop aging for a few years until we're ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah, her oldest is five. Is that what you said?
Yeah, she's got a five-year-old okay. and a newborn, and they're awesome. And they would be, I would love to have kids for them to play with, too.
Okay. You know,
I'm not going to lie, that's not a good reason.
I understand. Yeah. It feels forced and whatever, but I also... Let's just get his side because I don't want to ruin it before he gets to say. Adam, are you there?
Yay.
What is your side?
Well, it's funny because my case, Shelby's kind of making my case for me while making her case, and it sounds like you guys might be agreeing that. In addition to, you know, I don't think that I'm emotionally ready, but also more importantly, yeah, we just don't have enough money. I mean, I agree that, you know, Shelby, baby, I absolutely want to start a family with you. That has not changed at all. But I feel like we can't do it before we're ready to do it. I mean, because we're saving up money right now. We're still in that process, and we haven't really reached that point where we're like, okay, we're good. We can do this without having, you know, daily panics about our finances.
I just need to ask you a question real quick, Adam. You do still want kids, right?
Yes, correct. When the time is right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because that's crucial for me. Because now I'm going to take her side.
Oh, come on!
Because here's the thing, and I don't know if TAC will be honest with me or not, or maybe you just didn't feel this way. I was a little bit like Adam. But the truth is, you're not emotionally or financially ready. I got real bad news for you. Odds are you're never going to be.
Yeah.
You're never going to look yourself in the mirror. You could win the lottery and get an A+ rating from the top psychotherapist, and you're still going to go, just a little more. I need because men don't get that pull towards having a baby the same way that women do. It's more hormonal and biological and whatever. And then when it happens, you're just like, oh, I got this.
Yeah, it is really interesting. I felt the same way as you. Like, I was not ready, never going to be ready, looking for any reason to not be ready. And then you just have a kid and then you're ready because you have the kid.
You figure it out.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And I'm kind of going through this to some extent because my wife and I have two kids and there are no cousins for them growing up with.
Oh.
And it's not, like, I mean, I can't force my sisters to have kids, like, but I would love it.
You ever call them and go, where are you at? How close are you? Like,
well, they've just had different lives, right? So they've gone into medical school and they've just had different things where they're not having kids yet. And we didn't let it slow us down. But now we do kind of wonder sometimes, like, man, Leo's already 4. He's almost 5. Like, he's going to be just cousins. A lot older than the cousins when they eventually come. And I don't know that they'll have that relationship.
Let me jump in with a phone number real quick. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. We need people to call in and either back what I'm saying up about Adam, but that still is not enough of a gun to his head. I'm genuinely not on her side, Adam. I want you to know that, but I do want to, like, I am telling you that's not a great, you don't have a great reason for saying no.
Because
the money, it's not as expensive as you think. What you do is you see that thing where it's like, your baby's going to cost you $250,000 over a lifetime, if you want it to. or like, you know, you just do cloth diapers if you can't afford a Pampers subscription or whatever. Mm-hmm. And just people kind of come together.
People make it work.
You've done it forever. Make it work. But the flip side of this is, Shelby, the cousin argument, I'm with Aaron.
That's not a good reason.
It's really not. I mean,
well, it's not just that. I mean, you know, you said you've got kids, so I know that you know this. I'm not getting any younger, and it's not going to get any easier for me physically. It's not going to get any easier for us to have, you know, essentially raising a community of kids to have that kind of being able to have group child care. Because who wants to be taking, it's one thing, you know, you're taking care of a newborn and what's another one or two, right?
Right.
Versus I've got a 4-year-old running around and a newborn running around and a 10-year-old running around, and they all have really different needs. So
yeah, but then the 10-year-old can help with the younger ones.
I wish you had led with that.
If the 10-year-old is in after school activities, but the 4-year-old's at home and the newborn is on the hip, like, it's when you spread it out a lot, it makes things a lot harder for everybody, for the whole village, for the whole community to take care.
Okay.
So and you know what? You're right. We're never going to be ready, but you know,
you're never going to be 100%.
It's not like people didn't have kids before, you know, like, what did people do before we were able to control these things? They just had the kids and made it work.
You do find a way through. I will agree. But I wish you, I'm just saying, if your biological clock is telling you it's time, that's a different story than I just want them to be around my sister's kids. Like, that's.
I think it's a good reason. Because if they're, I mean, like, it sounds like Adam's looking for any needle in the haystack to, like, now I'm ready. And it's like, well, what about the cousins? Like, that's something. If you're on the fence, you know you want to have kids, but you're just saying, oh, I don't know, I'll never
like
be ready.
The ultimate form of peer pressure. Everyone else is doing it, so we should do it.
But what else is going to make him, now it's time? Like, you're looking for something to convince him, and this could be it.
I mean, there are so many reasons. And we've been, it's not like I'm worried about us going anywhere. We've been together 4 years, and, like, this is just the one thing that we're not fully, fully on the same page about. We're only partially on the same page about, and it's just the timeline is the thing. Not the, like, we already have talked about how we would raise them, and we've got some.
We just
got
to get you pregnant, or we got to, okay.
You've come to the right place.
Adam, I'm not going to trap you until I have the,
that's
okay,
lovely.
I'm not that kind of a person.
All right. Nice, you know, woman. So.
Here's what we're going to do. Everybody hang on. We're going to talk about you behind your back and get a jury. I'm just saying, I'm not on anybody's side. I think his arguments are a little more valid because he thinks he's emotionally not ready. I'm just trying to talk him off that fence. Mm-hmm. Cousins is not enough of a reason, mm-hmm. but biological clock is.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. No guys ever. Are there guys that are ready? Have you ever met anyone?
Like, I feel like maybe Robert De Niro, when he just had one at 80, he's like, I think I'm ready. Like, but like younger guys, you just don't, you're.
It's one of those things that, like, until you see the baby physically, like, out of the womb, it's like, oh, okay.
You don't understand until you're in it.
I remember, like, holding some of my friends' kids. I won't say which ones, but I remember, like, hanging out with them before we had kids and then asking my wife, like, I'm going to like our kid more than that, right?
Yes.
Because you don't have
that. You don't have that.
It's like,
connection.
Yeah, they're fun. Okay. And then, yeah. Like, yeah, take, like, that's good.
Yeah, but, I'm done with this stinky little.
Yeah. And for the record, I do.
You do love your kids more.
Yeah, just
thanks for clearing that up. All right, Shelby wants a baby now, so it has cousins to play with, and her biological clock is ticking. Adam's like, we're not ready. You decide if they procreate tonight or not. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in the middle of a great mate debate and deciding whether or not a couple actually procreates, which is not something we should be allowed to do, but...
we
unlimited power!
Yeah. Shelby is ready to have kids. She eventually alluded to the fact that she's not getting any younger and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But she also wants their kids to play with her sister's kids or like the cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam's like, we're not ready. Financially, he's not emotionally ready.
Yeah, which guys usually aren't ready, especially finances is the, that was my card to play. Like, we're not there. I can still play that card if we hadn't had kids, but now we're two in and it's great.
Here's the thing that, and I just want to say that I haven't looked at the text and I think people might be mad at me, but like, am I doing a little bit of the thing to Adam where it's like, shut up, you're never going to be ready, suck it up, have a kid. And it's like going up to a person suffering from depression and saying, stop being sad.
I think it's different.
Because it's like, he might be going through something. He's like, legitimately feels like he's not ready. And Tiak and I are both going like, you're never going to be ready. Just do it.
Yeah,
just like,
but
it's not fair to just tell him to suck it up, but it's also true. No guy ever. I've never met a guy who's like, yep, today's the day.
Right. I haven't either.
Hop on board, honey. Let's make a baby.
The practice rounds are what the guys are interested in.
Good heavens. We got pregnant on the first day of the honeymoon.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Congrats. all right. Shelby, Adam, feel free to jump in with any of these jury members. And we're starting with Patty.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. So I'm 33, pregnant with my second. My oldest is 4.
Okay.
My oldest nephew is 11. And then I have a 8-year-old niece and a 6-year-old nephew. So my sister and I were very close. We grew up with close cousins, but she was just farther ahead in the game of marriage and life than I was. And honestly, I love it now that the cousins are older. They still have such a special relationship with my daughter. And now they get to see me pregnant, and like they will always remember that. And they still just, they play together, and it's kind of nice. The older ones can like watch my daughter, and they'll be able to help me with the baby too. And at the end of the day, you're not married to your sister, you're married to your husband. Your sister's not going to be the one there helping you with the baby. So you kind of got to figure that out with your husband. I understand the biological clock thing, but it should never be forced. So.
Okay.
So, I love it. Thank you, Patty.
I wanted to quip about child labor, but then she's right. She's married to her husband, not her sister. So
correct.
This is a great point.
I mean, other people will help with your kid, but he will fitty-fitty with the kid, right?
Yeah.
Like you got to dance with the one that brung you.
Oh, okay.
Katie?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
On hers, but I don't agree with the growing up with cousins because I think that that does not have anything to do with having kids.
So you still want them to procreate, but just not for that reason.
Correct. And my reason, I mean, my husband was never ready to have kids, and we have 3 total, and they're very spread apart, but they are awesome kids. They all get along, and they're all, like, really close. Same with the cousins. They're all, I mean, their ages from 16 to 1, and they are all, like, best buds. You know, and the older ones can help with the younger ones. So you have to remember that too. But don't go based off the cousins because you can't base your life off other people's lives.
But then why are you on her side? Like,
because I know what it's like to want a baby. My husband wasn't ready. Kept telling me he wasn't ready. And then finally just happened because we had an uh-oh. And it's like the best thing that's ever happened to us. So. Mm.
So you're sort of suggesting tricking him then. Yeah.
That is the power women hold over men, for sure.
Because we're not going to...
We can be convinced of certain things.
Of trying it out.
Yeah.
For sure.
Exactly.
All right, let's get one more in here to break the tie. Kristen?
Yeah, so we have a very similar story, and we were married for 4.5 years before we started trying for a family. And it took 3 years to get our daughter. So one thing to think about is, like, infertility. It affects tons of people. And, like, 3/4 of my friends, I'm 29, and we're all going through or have gone through, like, fertility treatments. So, you know, the longer you wait, unfortunately, it is true, like, it does take longer. And so that's definitely something to consider. And if I had known that, we might have started a little sooner.
Wow.
So you're saying start now no matter what?
Yeah, because you have no idea how long it can take. Like, you think, oh, we just have that one time and it's a go. Like, most even normal couples, it can take up to a year, if not longer.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
That's a good point. That would probably cost us more money if we had to do that.
Well, Adam, we have good news and we have bad news. It sounds like you're going to have a baby, but...
Bound-chicka-wow!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.